B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Amy.
Hi. I'm calling because I met this guy a month or so ago, and we went on a couple of dates, and it was a good time. He's really cute. I had a blast, and it seems like he just ghosted me.
Okay, well, last time you guys hung out, what happened?
He was telling me that he was having a situation that he needed to take care of, and some type of medical situation that was going on in his, you know, personal life. And he asked me for like $2,000.
Wait, whoa.
Hold on a second.
He asked you for $2,000?
Yeah, because he was like, it's like a hefty bill, so he needed help. And
how long had you been going out with him when this happened?
Well, we only went out like a few times. It wasn't that many times, but...
And then you threw $2,000 at him.
But we spent like the whole entire day together, like the times that we did. And we bonded so well. He made me feel so comfortable.
Because he wanted money.
Right. I mean...
You don't think that's it? Well, listen, I'm married, but I feel a connection to you. I think that we should meet somewhere and bring your checkbook.
It didn't work like that.
It didn't work like that? Oh.
Yeah, he was a lot more smooth, Ramiro. Come on, get it together.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, we're going to
call... And he wasn't married.
Right. So,
right.
Okay. All right, Amy, so we're going to call him next. And do you want us to get you another date, or do you want your money back?
Well, I'm hoping he's okay first. Like, you know, what if things went terribly wrong, you know? But if everything went okay and, you know, he could still, you know, walk and talk and stuff, then yeah.
Well, listen, I really hope he picks up the phone, because I can't wait till he picks it up. And he's like, nah, listen, I'm on vacation at a beach right now.
No.
Because I scammed some chick out of $2,000. All right. Okay, well, listen, we'll call him next. Okay, Amy?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so if you just missed it, we just talked to Amy, and I'm just going to cut to the chase of where she went out with this guy, Jason, a few times, and then he told her he had to get a medical procedure and needed $2,000. That she gave him.
And now she hasn't heard from him since.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean...
How crazy. What a coincidence.
I can't imagine what the reason might be.
So let's see. They went out. He said he needed $2,000. She gave it to him, and then he disappeared. And Amy is... You would think that she's like, I'm calling him to get my money back. Instead, she's like, I just want to make sure he's okay. I really think we had a connection. All right. Hey, you know what? We can only try and help somebody so much. So, Amy, hang on. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay quiet. I can't wait till Jason picks up the phone from Bora Bora.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah, who's this?
Okay.
Finally.
Listen, sir, Jesus. Please do not hang up. We've been trying to call you for literally a few days now. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain why we're calling you. It's a good reason. Just please let me explain.
Why are you calling me?
Let me explain. So we got your phone number. We're calling you from a radio station because we got a call from a girl who you know who likes you a lot, and she would love to take you out on a nice date to see if you guys have a connection. So we're calling you to offer you, if you say yes to this, you pick wherever you'd like to go, when you're free, all that stuff. We'll reserve the restaurant. We will pay for everything, and all you got to do is show up and see if you and this girl have a connection. And we're going to tell you who she is, so it's not a trick.
Yeah, I already know who this is about. And I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
You know who it's about?
Yeah.
Okay, who is it? Just to make sure.
Amy.
It is Amy.
Bingo.
So, is that why Because, like, seriously, you set a record. We've been trying to call you for almost a week. Were you, like, avoiding her call or something?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
What?
I can't see her anymore, like.
Is it because she told us about, you know, you guys hung out, and she said that you borrowed $2,000 for a quote-unquote medical procedure and then disappeared. Are you avoiding her because of that? Because you were scamming her out of money?
No, I mean, I had a really bad toothache, and I didn't have any insurance. And she, you know, she has a very good job. She makes a lot of money, and she was willing to help me. So I was supposed to get this procedure done on my tooth, and I went instead to I went to the casino.
Oh God!
And wait. I lost most of
what?
Hold on a second.
All right, hold on, Jason. Amy's on the phone, and she heard what you just said.
What the f- did you just say?
Me, man.
You went to the casino. Hello?
Oh my God, this dude.
Jason?
That wasn't my fault.
It wasn't your fault.
What?
You went to the casino with my money, and it wasn't your fault? You told me you needed help.
I just got unlucky.
Listen to him.
You are a bum. You are a bum. I can't believe
dude,
you. I liked you. And you took my money to the casino? I don't even give you.
Wait, hold on. Jason, did you really have a toothache or did you just want the money for the casino?
No, I really do have a toothache. Like, it's been pretty bad.
So you still have a toothache because you you're just so dumb.
So you had no intentions of paying her back. None.
I mean, if I would have won, then
okay.
I could have given...
All right, this is... spoken like a true addict. I can
you
smell
know how
our
you
own.
Win? You win by working hard. You win by earning your money, you stupid.
I was on a streak, and, you know, I was up $1,000, and then the table just... You know, it went cold, and then I lost it.
Okay, well, then would you like, how about you guys go out another date? It'll be on us.
What?
I'll go on another date with her. I mean, if she gave me, like, $1,000, I would get my teeth fixed, and I know it sounds crazy.
Wait a minute. You're asking
win
her
that
for
money
more
back.
Money?
That's crazy.
You can win it back, he said.
Oh my God!
No, thank you.
I'll pay her back. I just need a little.
I'm
bit
sure.
More. I promise.
I'm sure you
yo,
will.
This no, dude's an addict.
To the casino.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
If you want a guaranteed way to get out of a date and not have them ever call you back, just go to a movie, leave in the middle of it to go to the bathroom, and never come back because that person will know that you don't ever want to see them again. And the last thing they'll do is hit us up to hit you up. And, well, actually, Chris wasn't that lucky. Listen to tomorrow's second date update at 8:10 right here. Get Up Crew Hot.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.